Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to give some gardening tips, talk about the upcoming KSU Cattlemen's Day in Manhattan, and let everyone know we here at the Extension Office are accepting applications for a new Family and Community Wellness Agent. But first, for today's Did You Know? The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics support the annual focus of National Nutrition Month. The goal is to educate consumers about making informed food choices along with improving physical activity. For the March 2022 campaign, the theme is Celebrate a World of Flavors. Learn to incorporate foods and flavors from other cultures from around the world each week. There are tools to help spread the message of choosing nutritious foods and boosting a variety of flavors. This includes social media posts, mini tip sheets, activities, and more. See the National Nutrition Month website for all the details. In my gardening news, kickstart spring by getting into the garden. As the weather slowly begins to warm up, hopefully next week, because it sure isn't today, many Kansans are eager to get back into the garden. Work can begin on vegetables like peas and lettuce. If you are tired of winter and hungry for spring, try planting peas as soon as the soil dries and the temperature reaches 40 degrees Fahrenheit. There are a few options for Kansans looking to plant peas, but the most common is the little marvel shelling pea. Others on the recommended list are Green Arrow, Knight, and Mr. Big. All of these are early maturing types that allow us to harvest the crop before the hot weather arrives and stops production. As for snow peas, commonly used in stir fry, you can plant dwarf gray sugar and mammoth melting sugar. Sugar snap peas share a resemblance with shelling peas but have a thick, fleshy pod that can be eaten like snow peas, pods and all. Remember, peas should be planted shallow, about 1/2 inch deep, to encourage rapid germination and emergence. Many people plant two rows 6 to 8 inches apart so the floppy plants can support one another. For some older varieties, this may not be enough. They may need trestling to support the growing vines. You also might consider installing a fence to keep the rabbits away. Peas are not the only vegetable that gardeners can begin to work on. Lettuce can be started from transplants now. Though lettuce is most oftenly planted directly from seed into the ground in late March and early April, it can be started from transplants. Transplanting allows lettuce to mature earlier so that it escapes heat and can lead to a strong flavor and less bitterness. In other gardening news, last night was our second of four spring programs. We had Katie Schmidt of Heston's Dick Arboretum give a great presentation on bee hotel and hummingbirds. Next month's program covering innovative ways of gardening will be March 24th, right here at the Extension office, starting at 7. In my cow-calf news, the 109th K-State Cattlemen's Day is scheduled for March 4th. Registration is now available online. The day starts at 8 o'clock with refreshments, educational exhibits, and the commercial trade show. Remember, K-State Cattlemen's Day, March 4th. In my Extension news, we here at K-State Research and Extension had a great time hosting the Chamber Connections yesterday morning. We had a great turnout, even though it was snowing and very cold. Chamber members got to see all that we offer here at K-State Research and Extension through all things Ag, 4-H, Community Wellness, SNAP Ed, Ag in the Classroom, Master Gardeners, and so much more. In more Extension news, we have now opened the Family and Community Wellness Agent position here at McPherson County Extension Office. Applications will be accepted until March 9th. If you have an interest in working with our team here at KSRE, or you know of someone that would be a good fit, please share our information with them. All the details and job responsibilities with application information can be found on our website, McPherson County Extension. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone can stay warm and have a safe Friday.